Today with us on the line is Jim Osborne, the president of Chili Pepper Racing, and the man behind the wheel on the number 24 Spice Red Volkswagen Jetta TDI. Jim, thanks for joining us. First of all, tell us a little bit about what circuit you race and a little bit about the vehicle that you're driving.
Okay, Deloitte. We race in what's considered the most relevant racing series in North America. It's called the Speed World Challenge Touring Car Series. It's a professional series where competitors race street-based cars, like we have the Volkswagen Jetta TDI Mark V body style, which is new, and they race against the factory Mazda 6s and the Acuras and Ford and Chevy all have cars involved. It's basically a production-based series that we road race. We left and right turns, up and down hills. We'll race at the 12 Hours of Sebring. We'll race at Laguna Seca, California, mid-Ohio. We'll be at the Toronto Grand Prix. And basically, this is a 10-race series that goes all over the United States and Canada. And it's truly an international racing series.
And these are truly cars that you would see maybe in the showroom, in the regular dealer showroom one day, and you guys are out on the racetrack on them on Sunday.
Right. Basically, the premise of the series is to have cars that you recognize and that we performance enhance, safety enhance, and we race these cars in a professional series. And again, this is heavily modified street cars, and I say heavily modified. Their cars are our Jetta. We purchased it at the Sarah Volkswagen in Alabama. The car was totally stripped inside, all the interior taken out, all the wiring taken out, taken down to a bare hole, and a race car built from that using a stock engine and modified, you know, transmission parts, that sort of thing.
Truly the stock car races that NASCAR was originally.
It definitely... That is the, yes.
And I understand, of course, for our audience, the significance of this is you're using an alternative fuel. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, basically, what we chose to do, we're the first team in North America to race a production-based car that is an alternative, well, basically in this situation, to run diesel fuel. Diesel is an alternative fuel to the racing petrol that most cars use. And some of the characteristics of the diesel we are trying to highlight and utilize, such as the cars have a lot more torque than the petroleum-based turbos or the petroleum-based normally aspirated cars. And so we've picked the turbo diesel Jetta to try to accentuate some of the benefits of the turbo of the diesel cars.
And of course, you know, since you can run on diesel, because we appeal to an alternative fuels audience, I would imagine at some point it could run on biodiesel.
Yes, and that certainly is something that you know is a possibility. Right now, the performance issues associated with diesel and biodiesel are something that are at its infancy in the United States, and certainly something that we like to pursue.
Now, I also know that the part of your racing, you have a foundation, and you run these races for that. So can you tell us maybe a quick mention on that?
Sure. When we established Chili Pepper Racing back in 2002, its main function was to raise money and awareness for charities at no expense to them. And we've been doing that for several years, and 6 years, basically. And part of it was raising money for children with cancer and their families. And after we finished our last fundraiser in Atlanta with the Petit Le Mans last summer, our 8-week-old child was diagnosed with cancer and passed away 11 days later. So over the winter, we took some of this pain that we had and tried to turn it into some positive energy, and we formed the Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer. And so this year we'll be racing in Hatcher's name. Austin Hatcher is his name, and we called him Hatch, but we're racing in his honor and in name.
When can our audience see you race next? Is this something on TV?
Well, yes, it is. The first race of the season is at the 12 Hours of Sebring, and that is March 16th. I think we race at 11:25 or 11:05 a.m. on Friday the 16th, and it'll be aired on the Speed Channel. And I can't remember right off the top of my head right now what time it airs, but you can certainly look at the speedtv.com and see what time the Speed World Challenge Touring Car Series airs from Sebring. You can also check out the chilipepperracing.org website, or you'd also find information on the airing on the world-challenge.com website.
Jim, I think that answers my questions. Anything else our audience should know about your alternative fuel racer and what you'll be doing with that?
Well, I think you just kind of keep tuned. There'll be some really exciting information coming out about the weekend of Sebring, and we'd like you guys to keep in touch and let you know what that is when we can.
We'd like to talk to you again when that comes up.
All right, great. Thanks.
That's Jim Osborne, president of Chili Pepper Racing and the man behind the wheel, the number 24 Spice Red Volkswagen Jetta TDI. Jim, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.